Now, the Public Square. At this time each week, AM 580 lets you speak. The Public Square is your chance to comment on whatever you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Here's this week's Public Square commentator.
My name is Connie Rue. I've lived in Savoy for 11 years. President Bush recently proposed budget cuts on so-called entitlements. These cuts are intended to impose fiscal restraint, but many of these cuts make absolutely no sense to me. Over the long term, it could become even more costly to fix the problems that these cuts create. At the same time these cuts are being made in services to the elderly and poor, $900 billion in tax reductions will be given to the wealthiest 1% of income earners, and massive subsidies, welfare if you will, is being provided to corporations which are making record profits. Under Bush's budget, the deficit would actually increase by $192 billion in only 5 years. Does that make sense? Is the president really concerned about the national debt? The United States Senate recently raised the government debt limit to $9 trillion. $1 trillion is $1 million a day for 1 million days. That doesn't sound like fiscal restraint to me. The president's proposed cuts include $13.7 billion less to the Medicaid program, including the food stamp program. It's already difficult for Medicaid patients to find doctors to treat them because the doctors are paid so little for that service. Now fewer will be able to eat nourishing meals. With reductions in child care, how can a low-income mother be expected to find a job and get off welfare with no safe place to leave her children? Education at the college level will be more difficult to achieve because the Perkins Student Loan Program will be omitted. Pell Grants are to be cut. At the University of Illinois alone, 39% of our students depend on student loans. Reductions in Medicare will include less money for rehabilitation services, for skilled and unskilled nursing, and to hospice and home health care. More costs will have to be paid out of pocket by our seniors. And imagine this. Oxygen will only be covered for 13 months. Then what? None of this will decrease our national debt. Fortunately, our Congressman Representative Tim Johnson has so far voted against budget cuts for vital national services, but the vote in Congress will be extremely close. None of this makes sense to me. It is my feeling that in order to have a strong America in the future, we must invest in the education and health of our people. Without a healthy, well-educated population, how can we as Americans survive? Thank you.
Opinions expressed on the Public Square reflect those of the speaker. To submit a commentary, call the Public Square information line at 217-244-5074 or get complete information from our website, will.uiuc.edu. The Public Square is presented in the public interest by WILL. Urbana.